Activity 1, pages 66 and 67. Listen and then read the play script. Scene 1. Rafiatou is standing at the reception desk talking to the admissions officer. There are two other patients waiting in the queue.
Good morning. I need to book an appointment for a checkup, please.
May I see your hospital card, please?
Yes, of course. Here it is.
What is your date of birth?
The 4th of November, 1996.
Your date of birth is incorrect.
I beg your pardon? I know when I was born. It is the 4th of November.
Your hospital registration card is incorrect. If your papers are not in order, you will not receive treatment. Next!
Yes, I'm next. I need to...
But wait, I think this young woman needs help.
Thank you. Sir, there must be some mistake. You're mixing me up with somebody else. If you check again, you will see that my card is correct.
I'm busy. Go away. Next!
Morning, Rafiatou. Good to see you. You look ill. What's the matter?
Hello, cousin. I'm not ill, but I wanted to book an appointment for a checkup. Now this officer says that my card is incorrect and he doesn't want to help.
Of course, it was just a little mistake. I'll sort it out for you immediately.
But I thought...
It is just a little computer error. It's no problem. Look, it's sorted out already.
Well, I'm glad it's all sorted out. I must be off now. Bye, Rafiatou.
Bye, and thank you, cousin.
Scene 2. Rafiatou, outside the hospital, talking to her friends who have been waiting outside for her.
Hi, Rafiatou. What took so long?
You're sweating. What's wrong?
Guess what?
You went to the gym quickly and you're not fit.
No, Kamlan. I was arguing with the admissions officer at the hospital.
Didn't he want to make an appointment for you?
No. He said that my date of birth was wrong. I think he confused me with someone else and then he didn't want to admit it.
I think that perhaps he did on purpose.
Did he correct the mistake?
He didn't want to, but then my cousin, the chief doctor, came along. Thank goodness. Suddenly, the problem was fixed.
What did you say?
I was so surprised that I didn't say anything. The officer even gave me a hug afterwards.
Some people.
So, if you don't know someone important, your problems will not be solved.
Kamlan, it's not always like that.